This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
Ramble.
Hi, I'm Emma Chamberlain, and this is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid, but I'm also a genius. Today, we're going to be talking about why onions make us cry. Well, I don't know. I also don't cook, so it's very rare that I actually cut onions. But before we get really into it, this is the first episode of the podcast, so I thought I would kind of give you a rundown on how this stuff's going to work, because you have no idea yet. So I'll help you out here. So every episode before we get actually started with the fun stuff, we're going to have a word of the day, which is kind of going to hint towards the answer a little bit, but is mostly just going to be kind of fun and educational. It's good for us. We need to expand our vocabulary. I need to learn how to say things that aren't cuss words. So we'll see if that helps out. Then after that, we're going to address the question, the full backbone question of the podcast episode. And I'm going to get 3 guesses to try and come up with what I think the answer is to the question. Some of them might be right. Some of them might be wrong. We'll find out, but I only get 3 guesses. So hopefully my brain pulls through. We'll see. I don't want to embarrass myself. But before we can even start hypothesizing on this real mystery, I mean, it is a mystery. Like, you could ask Einstein why the fuck onions make anyone cry, and he would be like, honestly, not my area of study, and I don't know or care. It's something that, like, I feel like no one really cares about enough to, like, really. Anyway, let's not go off on a tangent. Let's do the word of the day first, because we got to get that out of the way.
The stupid genius word of the day is allium. Allium is the genus the onion is inside. Other plants in the allium family include garlic, scallions, shallots, and leeks. So many tasty odors.
I was about to say, I was like, okay, so basically the whole point of alliums, wait, is that even how you say it? Whatever, close enough, I don't care. The whole point of alliums is that they make your first kiss with whoever the person that you want to date is bad. It just ruins your chances. Like, that's the whole point of this genus. And actually, I was really good at biology. So this whole, like, idea of a family of plants, that makes sense to me. Like, I resonate with this. You know what I mean? I remember opening up my biology quiz and it saying the word genus. Is that even how you say it? I don't care either. And me being like, oh yeah, I got this shit. I know all about this shit. I know all about the damn families of weird plants and stuff. Like, count me in. So, you know what? I think that this actually could help me answer the question. Do I know how yet? No. Is it something I'm going to be adding to my daily vocabulary? I absolutely can't say that. You know what I mean? Because no one would know what I'm talking about. Also, it's not a beneficial one, but I think it's helpful. All right, well, before we get started with this, let me tell you about how I feel about onions. Raw onions are dead to me. They are absolutely dead to me. They're disgusting to me. They smell bad. They, like, make your eyes, they make you cry when you cut them. Why are we sitting here right now? The whole fucking, I don't like that. Like, that's just, I feel attacked. Like, when I'm cooking, I already don't want to be cooking. You know what I mean? If I cook, like, it's a stretch, okay? It better be fun, right? And if I'm cooking and now I'm crying, there's nothing in it for me anymore. It's just, you lost me at crying. Like, I have enough issues. I'm a woman with a lot of teenage hormones, okay? I cry a lot. I have no issue with that. There's no need, you know, to open up here. Like, I'm doing that. Like, I'm not bottling. I cry at least 4 times a day. That's a lie. Is it? That's between me and you. And the answer is yes. No, I actually don't cry 4 times a day. I'm really proud of me for that. But anyway, when I was like a baby, I did, but whatever. So I don't need to cry when I don't need to cry. Necessary crying only. Moral of the story is onions are dead to me, especially raw ones, because there's no reason. It's just painful and uncomfortable. Moving on, let me tell you a story about onions. Let me preface this by saying burritos are my favorite food. I could eat a burrito every day of the week, but I don't want to be constipated. It's none of my business. But I grew up eating burritos. My dad always used to get burritos with me. We'd go to San Francisco together, like drive into the city together, get burritos. Really great memory for me. I love burritos. Well, one time I ordered a burrito at a new place I'd never been to before, and I was, man, was I hungry. I had a long day. I don't even remember what I was doing. Probably blocked it out of my memory because long days are traumatic for me, so I just block it out. I don't like being tired. Sadly, that's like my whole life, but whatever. So I had a long day. I go and I get this burrito, and I'm hype. Oh, man, was I hype. And, you know, I get my normal burrito. All I get is just like rice, beans, and cheese in it and like put salsa on top. Like, I don't ask for a lot here. Okay, I take a bite. And I crunch down and I'm like, every ingredient in my fucking burrito oil, oh my God, leave this shit in, you have to leave this in, there's no way, sorry, I'm actually like disintegrating, like wait, like I actually, like I can't, oh my God, I have to cry, okay, sorry. Let's do this again. Okay. Every ingredient in my burrito order. Thank you. Every ingredient in my burrito order is soft. Why is it crunchy all of a sudden? I literally pull something out of my mouth and it was an onion. I kid you not. I didn't eat a burrito for at least 2 weeks just because I was traumatized about biting into that mysterious bundle of tortilla love and finding a fucking raw onion, okay? I was so upset about it, I could not eat burritos for 2 weeks. My favorite food. So anyway, I don't have the best relationship with onions. And apparently I don't have a good relationship with the word order either because I said oil 7 times instead of order. I don't know. I I don't know what happened there. But anyway, my relationship with onions is not the best, but I still want to find out why they make us cry. So let's get into the hypotheses. Let's get into why. All right, so the first one is just more of me speaking out of emotion, okay? I hate onions. Is this a personal issue? Yes, it is. I don't like onions. Okay, but I have to say, you know what? Let's give some love to a good sautéed onion. You know what I mean? Like, peppers and onions, that shit hits, okay? That shit does hit, okay? I have an Italian step-grandpa who used to make peppers and onions when we were on vacation, and that shit hits. It's so good. Like, I would force him to go to the grocery store just to buy me peppers and onions are in this equation, right? But we're talking about raw onions here, because if you were cutting up a cooked onion, your ass ain't crying. It's when it's raw. So my hatred is with raw onions. And now that we have that out of the way, we can discuss how awful raw onions are. And I think that that's why it makes you cry. Because you're cutting that shit up. You're like, I don't even like this shit. You're like, it fucking smells bad. Like, my husband's not going to kiss me all night now. Like, I'm fucking, like, might as well be divorced at this fucking point. And I'm allowed to say that because my parents are divorced. So you can't hate on me for being insensitive. Also, like, I don't know, like, what's the benefit? And while you're cutting this shit, you're like, damn it, I know that this is not good. Like, I know that this isn't going to benefit my life, this raw onion, right? Like, I know that there's nothing fun about this. I'm about to throw this into my salad. But I know that, like, the repercussions aren't worth it. I know that it's going to make the next 24 hours painful for everyone around me and my acid reflux. There's nothing fun about this. Maybe I'm the only one that gets acid reflux from things like onions. I don't know. Maybe I don't even get acid reflux. I think I just have really bad acid reflux and now I'm blaming it on onions. Whatever. But I need Tums. Oh my God, you know what it is? I drink too much coffee. That's totally what it is. That's really acidic and comes up my throat and then I cry and then whatever. Don't want to talk about it. But moral of the damn story is when you're cutting up an onion, you're not happy about it. Doesn't make you feel good. It's not like you're cutting up like a nice strawberry. You know what I mean? When you're cutting up a strawberry, you know, you might like even take off a piece, nibble it. You know what I mean? Like, or even a banana. Like you're cutting bananas into coins. You're not crying when you're cutting bananas into coins. You might, you know, you're laughing. You know, the kids are in the backyard. You know, you pick up a banana coin, pop it into your mouth. The kids won't notice. Like, there's nothing. Me, like, laughing at my own joke. Like, someone fucking help me. Like, I am my own best friend. Whatever. I can't think of anything else that makes you cry while cutting it like an onion. Unless you, like, accidentally were cutting a banana and then cut your finger. That's the only real time I can think of you crying cutting like a banana. Moral of the story is, guess number one, no one fucking likes onions. Okay, so that's rude. I was really convinced on this one. I wasn't, actually. I have another hypothesis that I actually think might be right, but that one was more just, I had to just get it out there. I wasn't going to walk out of this room today without expressing the fact that onions suck ass. Moving forward. Okay, actually, do you know what? I'm going to also throw in a little bit of love for onions. Like, cooked onions in, like, a dish, can't hate it. I can't. It's just raw onions. Sorry. I'm a little bit triggered about this. Because it's, food is a very personal thing. You know what I mean? And, like, it's very emotional. And when you eat an onion in your burrito, you're not going to be happy about it. Whatever. Okay, I'm still angry about it. I don't want to talk about it. Hasn't happened to me since, but I do have nightmares. Like, consistently about it. So let's get into our next guest, shall we? Okay, this is definitely, let's go a more scientific route, all right? You know what I mean? Like, let's be smart here. Like, first guest was a little bit stupid, this next guest is a little genius, you know what I mean? None of my business, but whatever. So it is my business, this is my fucking podcast, whatever. But here's my next guest. Okay, it kind of reminds me of, like, if you squeeze a lemon. Okay, who can relate? Okay, when you're squeezing a lemon into your water, right? And lemon juice is acidic, that shit pops into your eye, right? Your ass is gonna look stupid at that business dinner, okay? Because now you're trying to squeeze your lemon into your seltzer water. A little drop of that gets into your eye, and now all of a sudden you're crying, and your boss thinks it's because you know you're getting fired, when in reality, you don't know you're getting fired, actually. You just got lemon in your eye. Big, big loss. It's happened to me a lot. I've had a lot of bosses. No, I haven't. But anyway, I have applied to jobs before, though, but we don't talk about that either. Anyway, so I think it's kind of along the same lines as that. Like, you're cutting up your onion, right? And, you know, when you're cutting an onion, there's a lot of force going into this. There's a lot of speed. There's a lot of action. You know what I mean? Like, you're chopping the onion, right? Shit's flying everywhere. Particles, onion particles are flying everywhere. They're getting into your eyes. And the juice from the onion is acidic. Maybe. GG, God only knows. But, I mean, that's my guess. Like, the acidic liquid from the onion. I know this is right. I mean, I don't know for sure, but like I'm 99%. Like if I'm wrong on this one, like my whole ego will just, bye ego, no more of that. We will have no ego anymore. This podcast will be renamed just stupid and no genius if this is wrong. Okay, so my final guess is that when the onion juice flies into your eye while you're chopping it vigorously, it burns your eye and makes them water. Simple, which makes you cry, or at least you look like you're crying. Are you kidding? I was genuinely convinced. I'm shook right now. I'm actually coming up with the third hypothesis is going to be really upsetting because I have nothing left. I put all I had into that second answer. I feel like that's what happens. Like, you know, from filming these so far, the ones that I filmed that might not ever even be released because who knows if this one will even be released, even though I have kind of a good feeling about it, but whatever. I think it's like first answer is a joke because I'm just like trying to like get out my anger about whatever, however the topic triggers me. Second answer is me actually being like, okay, bitch, let's be smart. Like, let's like show why we got an A+ in chemistry and biology, subtle flex, why I can do this podcast. And just kidding, I'm still so stupid. Like that was just complete memorization. And then it would just go out my ass the second I would take the test. Complete memorization and strategy by no means says anything about my intelligence. So take that as you will. But anyway, third answer is like me like pulling something out of my ass and then it being right. That's what I feel like this podcast is at this point. You want to know what else I don't like pulling out of my ass? Breakfast. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest is great because when I get home from SoulCycle, shocker there, and I need something good and healthy to eat that's quick because, okay, like I just worked out, I'm tired. I love going into my freezer and getting out a Daily Harvest smoothie and putting that shit in the blender, blending it up, drinking it up, and I feel good. It's perfect. It's definitely one of my favorite quick breakfast options I've ever tried, absolutely 100%, because everything's pre-portioned out. All you have to do is throw it in the blender, put in some milk, and you're done. If you don't know what Daily Harvest is a service that delivers carefully sourced, chef-crafted smoothies, savory bowls, overnight oats, and more. Everything's healthy. Everything will make you feel good. You can store all of it in your freezer. It's super easy and compact. I love it because everything stays good in my freezer for a pretty decent amount of time, and if I'm traveling or running around a lot and I get home and I need something quick that hasn't gone bad yet, I always go to this. Earlier, I mentioned that I'm a huge fan of their smoothies. And if you wanted to know my favorite, it's the mint cacao flavored. It's really actually so good. Mix that with some almond milk and it's gonna be a good time. It's a really good time. And when I say it's quick, I mean it's actually quick. Like it literally takes me 5 minutes to make. I blink and it's done. It's great. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code STUPIDGENIUS to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code STUPIDGENIUS for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. Daily-harvest.com. It's a good time. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids. Or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. Third answer, third hypothesis, I'm ready. When you are looking at an onion, you're in the grocery store, you're in your kitchen, you know, there's... across the room, you look, there's an onion. You walk towards it. You could even get your face quite close to it. You could, but it would never make your eyes water. Why? Because it has to do with something that's on the inside of said onion. There's something going on within the thin and weird and crunchy skin of an onion that's making humans very emotional. What is it? Well, we're about to figure this out at the same time because I'm pulling all of this out of my ass. You purchase said onion or you grab said onion from your fruit bowl. I'm really triggered that I call it a fruit bowl and like I know onion's not a fruit. Unless it is. Is an onion a fruit? I don't think it is. It's an allium. And you cut that thing open and... it releases a chemical when you cut it open. Maybe it has something to do with the liquids inside oxidizing, like the fact that oxygen is like directly hitting the liquid. Maybe there's a chemical reaction between the oxygen in the air and a chemical in, am I onto something? Don't give me a hint. And a chemical in the liquid from inside of the onion, and when they combine and they disperse in the form of a gas, obviously, because we can't see it, goes into your eyes and makes them sting. Oh my God, I'm so fucking smart. I don't even care if that's wrong. I love that guess. I love it. Am I right? Yeah! No way! Are you actually kidding? Wait, I feel so good right now. Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you though, too. Like, that really was, I'm just thanking my honors chemistry teacher right now for that, because that's the only reason why. She busted my ass in fucking chemistry class, and now look at me. I'm so proud of that one. All right, let's hear the answer.
Hallo, Professor Flula here with a stupid genius answer to why do onions make you cry? When you cut into an onion, its ruptured cells release all sorts of goodies, like alanase enzymes and amino acid sulfoxides. The former breaks the latter down into sulfenic acids. The acids are converted into a gas. This moves through the air and reaches our eyes. When our eyes detect it, all the fibers in the cornea start firing and tell the glands to wash the irritant away. Get away, irritant! And then we cry. It only takes about 30 seconds to start crying after the first cut. I'm Professor Flula Borg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
I love myself. I don't love myself a lot, but when I do, it's because I'm a stupid genius. That's the only time ever. All I'm trying to say is, next year, when I don't get a Nobel Prize, my lawyers will be getting involved. Because that performance, like, I can't promise that I'm gonna pull that type of shit out of my ass every episode, so don't get your hopes up. This is not always gonna be a happy resolution, but today it was, and I feel like $1 million. This is definitely what Einstein felt like when he like created the light bulb. Did he even do that? Probably not. He didn't. I know. Okay. Like, I really like kind of just took myself down a peg right now, but it was all a big joke. But do I know who created the light bulb? I just said it in my own head and then it went away. Why can't I remember it? This is like when I can't remember like the word the. Like there's like sometimes you just like don't remember like a word that everyone knows. Oh my God. Wait, hold on. No, I have to guess it. Like I will not give up. I will not sleep until I guess who created the light bulb. Okay, so there's Einstein. What's wrong with me? What is it? Edison. Edison, fuck you. I forgot your name and that's your fault. Okay, now you're making me, you are making me look stupid. Not fucking cool, dude. Like, yeah, okay, thanks for the light bulbs in here making me look less ugly, but like also fuck you, whatever. But also like mad respect. Kind of hella smart or whatever, but. I'm really proud of me. Tommy, me and you, let's get lunch. That's awkward, actually. But like, I don't know, I feel like one of them now. Like, I feel like if I DM'd Elon Musk right now, like, he would respond after my answer just now. I mean, he'd have to. Okay, so now that we've had our science fun, this is the time of the show when I like to, you know, we can just wind down together, kind of hang out a little bit, kind of bond a little bit. And I just give you a little life update about, like, whatever's on my mind. So today we're going to be talking about the fact that, bitch, I'm stressed. Okay, this is my second Coachella. I went to Coachella last year. If you don't know what Coachella is, which really, it's a music festival that everyone goes to. It's a huge thing for like social media because everybody's just posting their outfits and stuff. I'm posting my outfits and stuff. It's going to be huge. It's a huge deal every year. Everyone goes. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, it's not about who's there. It's about who's not there. You know? And that's why I have to be there. Like, I don't know why. I didn't even have fun last year. Like, to be quite honest, like, I had a pretty not the best time. Just because, you know, I was tired. I was wearing a new pair of Doc Martens on day one, and my feet look like I put them in a blender for an hour and a half. Okay, I had pregnant ankles. Like, my ankles were literally so swollen, it was shocking that I wasn't pregnant. Like, I overall had a shitty time. I didn't really know how to do it. Like, I didn't know how to do Coachella. And, like, looking back, my outfits were really, 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 really not it. Like, they had a lot of work to do. This year, oh, it's going to be different. Okay? Last year, I started planning my outfits 3 months before. Is that a little bit extreme? Yeah, but I knew that if I didn't get started, it would be like a week before, and then it would be like I'd have to go to, you know, Urban Outfitters and buy the sales section and try to figure something out. Like, it was like, because everything sells out before Coachella, I feel like. Like, a lot of places, like, have festival. Like, if you go to Urban Outfitters a week before Coachella, good luck. I don't think you're going to find much because people are last-minute shopping. So preparing early is always smart. I sound like a little bitch right now, but the fact that I know it makes it okay. Okay? I am a little bitch once a year. All other times of the year, I'm awesome. But I'm a little bitch once a year, and that is during Coachella. I'm not, like, at the festival. Not, like, I'm not... My personality isn't really, well, questionable. It's just the fact that I care about it so much makes me a little bitch. And I think it's in my genetics. I'm 17. Of course I'm going to be a, like, of course. If I wasn't a little bit obsessive over Coachella, and if I didn't already have two of my outfits completely ready a month before, I wouldn't be a 17-year-old girl. I just wouldn't be. Okay? And I'm so excited. I have been, literally all of my friends, aka two of them, because I only have two, every night they, like, watch me on my PowerPoint presentation that I made so that I could show them my outfits. I photoshopped, I just spit because that's how angry I am at myself. I photoshopped these outfits together so that I could see what they would look like before I ordered them. And then I put it onto a PowerPoint. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Saying it out loud is actually insane. I can't believe how psychotic I am. But it's fun. You know what? I'm not gonna lie though. This isn't the first time I've done weird shit like this. I'll explain in a sec. But I completely put together spreadsheets of my outfits to show my friends. Yes, I did. And I've had these outfits ready 4 months now. And actually, though, I only have 2 out of 3 outfits ready. Yeah, I know. Pretty crazy. Pretty unlike me. But it's been really hard trying to, like, find a good starting point for my third outfit. Because basically what I do is I pick one piece that's a statement piece and then work around it. Don't really have a statement piece for day 3 yet, so we're working on that. But, you know, you might be like, Emma, you're psychotic about Coachella. Like, why are you like this? I'm kind of like this about everything. For example, I just bought 2 new decorative tables for my apartment, like, kind of like credenza console table type beat here. If you are my age, you probably don't know what that is because I didn't know what that is and my mom had to tell me. I took screenshots of what the tables were going to look like and photoshopped decoration ideas on top of it so that I'd know what to order. I actually need therapy. Like, that's the type of OCD shit that I do all the time because I'm so anxious about ordering stuff and it not looking good together that I have to Photoshop it to make sure that it looks good because I don't want to return stuff. I haven't returned something since literally 1955. Like, and I don't even think stores existed yet back then. So moral of the story is I'm actually insane. End of story. That's my story. So I think that's the end of the wind down for today because I feel like we've already given you way too much information that you didn't even ask for. You were here to hear about onions and I just gave you a whole Coachella and credenza spiel here that you just didn't ask for. So let's wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you had a good time. I hope that you're enjoying this whole thing so far. Me doing a podcast. What do you think? Let me know. I don't know. Whatever. I'm Emma Chamberlain. That was Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. as we could tell by my last answer today. Don't mention it. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out at Ramble Official on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. All right, bye, guys. Love you.